After James White's proposal of marriage, I returned to Portland with my sister Sarah. A few weeks later, I received a letter from Brother Otis Nichols, in whose home we had stayed while laboring in Massachusetts.
Elder Nichols wants to come and take us back to Massachusetts.
Yes. He says Joseph Turner is going around saying that James mesmerizes me, and I can't have a vision unless James is present.
I see. So if we go to Massachusetts without James, and if the Lord chooses to give you a vision while we're there...
Turner will be exposed as a liar and a troublemaker.
I guess I'd better start packing.
Here we are, ladies. Why don't you sit on this bench while I go fetch the carriage?
Thank you, Brother Nichols.
I pray that our labor here will be successful. You do realize I can't produce visions on order. They're sent by God, and I have no control over when or how I receive them.
I realize that, but I firmly believe that at the proper time, God will lead the way. And now, I better get that carriage.
Here's Brother Nichols with the carriage.
Climb aboard, ladies. Just a few more blocks and our journey will be over.
Sister Nichols greeted us warmly and made us comfortable. The next morning, a buckboard drove into the yard and two men approached the door.
Well, 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 Brothers Sargent and Robbins, and without Joseph Turner for a change. What can I do for you, gentlemen?
Why, we've come to talk with you, Brother Nichols, and to kneel in prayer with you.
Come right in, brothers. We'll be happy to join you in prayer. By the way, Sister Ellen Harmon is visiting. I'll call her down to pray with us.
No. We really can't stay. Don't you remember, Brother Sergeant? We have an appointment to look at some lobster traps. Yes, that's it, lobster traps.
Huh? Oh, yes, yes. Oh, thank you for reminding me, Brother Robbins.
The real reason we stopped by, Brother Nichols, was to invite you to a gathering of the faithful at the meeting house in Boston next Sunday. Come and join us.
Yes, come and join us.
I'll be glad to come to your meeting, brothers. And so will Sister Harmon.
Listen, that Harmon girl is a bad influence, and I know her so-called visions are from the devil because... I always feel a blessing whenever I denounce her.
Well, we judge her visions by their fruits. These visions lead people to a more holy and devoted life.
Brother Turner says her visions are of the devil, and we believe him.
Turner once said that he believed her visions were as true as the Apostle John's.
He doesn't say that now.
The only reason he turned against her is that she saw his hypocrisy in vision and exposed him. His own wife confirmed that vision.
So you say.
Do you have any objection to hearing her testimony?
None at all. Let her come next Sunday.
Good morning, Sister Ellen. Are you ready for our drive to Boston?
We aren't going to Boston, Brother Nichols. We're going to Randolph.
But that's in the other direction, and I promised Sergeant and Robbins we'd meet them at the Boston meeting. I don't understand.
Last night, my accompanying angel told me that we were to go to a meeting at Randolph. When we arrive, we'll know the reason for the change.
I see. We'd better obey. I do believe in your vision, Sister Ellen. Well, here's the Thayer House, Sister Ellen. That's where the Adventists in Randolph meet. It's rather late in the morning. The service will be well advanced. Are you sure?
I'm sure. Let's go in, Brother Nichols.
Therefore, it is clear, brothers and sisters, that the Harmon girl is motivated by Satan himself. She speaks his word.
Brother Sergeant, look!
Oh, no. How did she get here?
We'd better get the people out of here.
Due to unforeseen circumstances, This meeting will be closed until this afternoon.
My name is Sarah Harmon, and I'd like to know what you thought you were doing by making an appointment to meet us in Boston.
You thought you'd fool us, but Sister Harmon had a vision that warned us.
Well, she can't have a vision while I'm around. We'll prove that this afternoon.
This afternoon's meeting will begin with a prayer. Brother Nichols, will you offer the first prayer?
Lord, we've waited for your coming in expectation and eagerness. There are some among us bringing false messages. Show us, Father, what is truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Ellen, will you pray next?
Dear Father, we entreat your presence today as we... Glory. Glory. Glory.
Look at Sister Harmon.
Is she going into vision?
I don't know. Look. She isn't breathing. But her eyes are open. She doesn't seem to be conscious of the rest of us.
Brother Sergeant, we've got to do something.
Let's
quickly
sing loudly.
Yes, yes.
There is a land of pure delight where
quiet it
is
now.
Eternal.
We want to hear Mr. Harmon!
Yes, stop that racket!
We will now read from the scriptures. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy...
Will you hush? We want to hear Sister Harmon.
But you bowed to an idol. You're worshipping a golden calf.
Look, she's walking around the room.
Does she look like the devil's directing her, Brother Robbins?
I'm sure it's a satanic trance, Brother Thayer.
Well, I've heard that trances brought on by satanic power can be halted by laying a Bible on the person under the spell. Brother Sergeant, will you try to break the spell this way?
No.
All right, then. I will. This is our family Bible.
Oh, my, it's awfully heavy. And Sister Harmon is such a little bit of a thing.
Exactly. If there's any satanic influence in her, this is sure to bring it out. Now I'm laying the Bible on her.
Look! She's lifting that heavy book. Oh, I can't believe it.
That frail little girl is holding the Bible over her head with one hand.
She's saying something.
This book is the inspired testimony of God. Heed it, all of you, and live.
While in vision, of course, I knew nothing of what happened. I was told later that I quoted long passages with the Bible held high above my head, while at the same time turning the pages and pointing to the verses.
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me.
She's quoting Revelation.
Anyone can point.
Brother Daniel, bring that stool over here, and climb up and read the verses she's pointing at.
Sure enough. Sister Harmon is saying the exact words written where she's pointing. I'll never forget this as long as I live.
It's the Lord's power, no doubt about it.
Amen.
Lord, I hope you're right.
Amen.
She's coming out of it. Her eyes are fluttering and she's taking deep breaths.
It's the first time she's breathed since she went into the vision.
So dark. This world is so dark.
Sister Ellen, it's Brother Nichols. Are you all right?
Oh, yes. Brother Nichols. Well, why are the candles lit?
It's evening. You've been in vision for more than 4 hours. I've truly seen a miracle today.